2025. Dora Pardede has the details.
Head of the Nusantara Capital Authority, Basuki Hadimulyono, revealed that the construction of the authority office will be completed by the end of February. This was conveyed by Basuki Hadimulyono in a working meeting with Commission 2 of the House of Representatives in Jakarta Wednesday. Basuki Hadimulyono explained that with the completion of the construction of the Nusantara Capital Authority office as of March 2025, all activities and staff member of the authority will be moved to the Nusantara Capital City.
We'll program all activities of the Nusantara Capital Authority to be done in the Nusantara Capital City. All members of the staff are the authority who have been working in three places, Jakarta, Balikpapan, and Nusantara. With the completion of the office as of March, we'll move all of them there.
Basuki Hadimulyono further explained that the transfer of activities and staff of the Nusantara Capital Authority to Nusantara Capital City was carried out so that they could focus more on the construction of the Nusantara Capital City. According to Basuki, the staff of Nusantara Capital Authority will later live in 4 apartments that have been constructed.
That was the news.
Tiba-tiba cinta datang kepadaku saat ku mulai mencari cinta. Tiba-tiba cinta datang kepadaku, ku harap dia rasakan yang sama. Getaran membuatku rindu, senang hatiku saat ku dengar suaranya, ingin selalu ada di dekatnya. Saat ku sendiri, ku bayangkan dia datang padaku dengan cinta.
more from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Children love their screen time.
Screen time.
Yay! But sometimes they don't.
Screen time.
Okay. Changes in behavior may be a sign that our children have been exposed to inappropriate content or online bullying or predators. Pay attention to the sign. It's not too late.
Screen time.
Dad, help me. Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Listener, today's music corner presents a song by Salma Salsabil. Aliyah Putri Mandaya, or better known as Salma Salsabil, is an Indonesian singer and songwriter. She has been rising to fame since winning Indonesian Idol singing competition in 2022. Previously, she had also participated in other talent search contests, but didn't make it to win. In 2023, Salma released a single entitled Bunga Hati, or Flower of My Heart, which became a hit at that time. In June 2024, she released another hit single entitled Boleh Juga. In this song, Salma collaborates for the first time with the trio of Ramadia, Ilman Ibrahim, and Anindyo Baskoro, who acted as songwriters and producers. The song Boleh Juga tells about feelings of attraction and an honest emotional connection with someone that she cannot have. Well, listener, here is Salma Salsabil with the song Boleh Juga.
Ku tak pandai berdusta, jujur saja kau boleh juga. Tak bisa ku pungkiri hatinya mentiap kau ada.
Sayangnya semesta.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Chinese New Year is celebrated across the globe. But do you know that there is one Chinese New Year menu available only in Indonesia? Indonesians call it lontong cap gomeh. Lontong cap gomeh is a set of meals consisting of rice cake, chicken stew, vegetables in coconut milk soup, beef liver fried in chili paste, pickles, hard-boiled marble egg, and many others. Lontong cap gomeh is actually an adaptation and also a respect of Chinese design in the coasts of Java for the locals. That is why lontong cap gomeh actually looks like and tastes like a menu for Idul Fitri in Indonesia.
Pelangi, ku menari, menyambut bebasnya hati ini. kuliah lagi. Semuanya udah tua, katanya udah gak
sampai. I almost dropped out of school. At that time, my father had no money anymore. I wanted to study, but I couldn't do anything. I wanted to work. Suddenly, Henny came. She asked me to go to school again. My life has changed once Henny came. She was my savior.
That was said by Annie, one of the farmer's children in the village of Ciglap, Bogor, West Java, who almost could not continue studying to senior high school. Luckily, she received a scholarship from Henny Sri Sundani, an ex-housemate in Hong Kong. Henny worked for 6 years in there. Once she got back to her homeland, Henny initiated Smart Children of Farmers movement by giving learning assistance and scholarship to hundreds of farmers' children. Having graduated from SMK 1 State Vocational School Banjar in 2005, Henny had a dream to continue her study at a university. However, as she did not have enough money, she decided to work in Hong Kong. There, she got an opportunity to study at a university on weekends. In 2011, she graduated from St. Mary's University with a cum laude distinction, although at first Henny did not tell her employer that she studied at the university. Once she came back from Hong Kong, Henny got married and lives in the village of Jampang, Bogor, West Java. Since 2013, she started being active to go from one kampung or village to another and give extra classes to farmers' children in Sasak Village and Jampang Village on the weekends. The activities that she calls Smart Children of Farmers Movement then expanded to other villages. The sun rises, the dawn comes. Henny Sri Sundani goes to the paddy field not to farm, but to teach the children of the farmers. Ciglap village is only 60 kilometers from the capital city of Indonesia, but the villagers who are mostly farmers are still poor. The atmosphere is seen not only in the classroom, but also in a bamboo sarung or gazebo situated beside a small river and a dam. The rain has fallen since midnight. The road, which is mostly not asphalt, turns muddy. However, about 200 children have been waiting for 1 hour before the class begins.
Sebagian besar memang kan anak-anak di sini orang tuanya bekerja sebagai buruh tani.
Most of the children's parents here work as farmers, so we can see physically that their houses are still with bamboo plated walls. Most of them study only until elementary school level. Some even stop studying in the fifth grade. I teach children who are not only from Ciglap but also from four other kampungs. The surrounding kampungs also come here.
Hari ini siapa yang mau ikutan silat?
Henny, who was born into a farmer's family, has experienced what the children experience. The woman born in Ciamis, West Java on May 2, 1987, felt that nobody cared about her. That's what motivated Henny to initiate the Smart Children of Farmers movement.
Thank you.
Jadi memang ayah saya kan memang buruh tani saja gitu. Ibu juga sama seperti itu. Sehingga kami tinggal di sebuah kampung yang memang terpencil, kurang lebih sama seperti ini, di sebuah dusun ya, sangat terpencil.
My parents are farmers. We live in a remote kampung in a very remote hamlet that it is far from access to health and education. My parents work as farmers because they did not have land. My grandparents were also farmers. Actually, not all people are poor in the kampung. Some have performed such pilgrimage, but it's all about caring. Nobody cares.
Biru apa biru bahasa Indonesia Pak Ipin? Biru bahasa Indonesia. Kenceng banget.
Children of farmers in Jiglap village have intelligence which is below average. Some of the second graders cannot read yet. However, a villager named Ita thanks to Henny for making her child smarter.
Dia ada perubahan, dia semakin pintar. Pintar belajar.
My child is smarter and more diligent. My child was not that smart, but now my child can read. No numbers and no letters. Alhamdulillah, thanks God. I find it really helpful. I'm so happy.
What is done by Henny to educate the children of farmers through the Smart Children of Farmers movement is welcomed not only by the villagers, but also by the volunteers and youth in Club Village. Every week, Henny does not teach alone. More than 10 volunteers participate in here. On that day, a pencaksilat or martial art trainer from Perisai Diri Martial Art School came.
Dah, sekarang kaki kanannya mana? Kaki kanannya ini. Pegang. Mundur yang kanan. Ya, mulai. Satu. Lagi. Mundur kanannya. Satu. Tah, gini tah. Yo, siap lagi. Siap.
Now Henny, who received the Indonesian Smart Active Award in Hong Kong, guided five villages in Kemang District, Bogor, West Java. The villages include Kampung Sasak, Kampung Pulo, Kampung Cikelap, Kampung Babakan Pulo, and Kampung Jampang. Besides this, since 2014, Henny has established a library at home and has held classes every Monday and Tuesday.
Di perpustakaan Abatasa sebenarnya programnya banyak ya. Jadi
we have many programs in the Abatasa library like cooking class, computer class, and English class. So it has more a life skill class. The children read a lot or make origami. We want to instill character education to the children in various ways through various interesting skills according to their age.
The Smart Children of Farmers movement is a small part of the Farmers Empowerment Program initiated by Henny. She also helped to develop other programs for the farmers. Various sanitation improvements and health program are done.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Okay, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, good. Last day, we are study about present.
Jadi kami programnya itu. So besides the health program, we also have an economic and social empowerment program. In the field of health, we build bathing facilities and toilets. And real well because many people still did MJK or toilets in a ditch with buffaloes and ducks. The sanitation was certainly bad and it caused a bad lifestyle. We also often distribute dental health tools and soap to the children.
People are very thankful for the assistance given by Henny. Anwar, a Tiglap villager whose house was almost collapsed, now has a proper house that accommodates 11 children and grandchildren, thanks to Henny.
Saya juga merasa terharu ya, merasa berterima kasih betul sama Bu Henny karena telah apa namanya?
I really thank Henny for helping me and my children who now can go back to school. When I was sick, Henny even knew it. She always monitors my children and I. Thank God. My grandchildren can live here. Oh God, I'm really grateful that someone still cares about me. The various programs that Henny runs were self-funded at first. The fiction writer with a pen name Jaladara often writes about her activities in the social media. From there, she gets many donors.
Beberapa donatur kadang, oh mbak maaf ya bulan ini gak bisa, tapi kita ke anak-anak.
The donors sometimes say, sorry I cannot give a donation this month, but we still give the donation to the children. Sometimes we cover it. If the test is coming, we have to pay. We have to handle it by ourselves. One day we had to pay the test fees for the children, but we only had 145,000 rupiah in our account. At the same time, we had a class at home and we had to pay the electricity. So we paid 100,000 for the electricity and there was 45,000 left in our ATM account. On the other hand, it was still middle of the month, but thanks to God Almighty, there is always a way out.
The dry land is restless. The leaves are sentinels for the fate of the farmers. Born as the child of farmers, Henny moved from one village to another to enliven the dreams of the farmers' children.
Kita berharap dengan pendidikan anak-anak bisa
we hope that the children can get a better education. We invite children to dream and pursue the dream as well as have a hope. It is the hope that can make them pursue a better future.
Want to be a doctor so I can heal my mother.
Want to be a teacher. I hope I can realize my dream. I want to make my parents happy. I want to make my parents proud and I don't want to cause problems for them.
Kalau anak petani jadi petani,
it is common that children of farmers become farmers. Children of the poor become poor. But we want to change it, so children of farmers can become successful people in whatever they choose to do.
You might be familiar with this sound when your kids are online. But you might miss some other sounds. Your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies and predators when they are online. Pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kambawe is a typical snack from Bhutan. The snack is not sold in public. Generally, kambawe is served during family events or festivity, for example during Idul Fitri or the celebration of Muslims. Kambawe is cooked in large portion and it will be given by a host to his or her neighbors. The host will also feed the guests who come to his or her house. This tradition symbolizes the hospitality of the host. To appreciate the kindness and hospitality of the host, the guests will voluntarily give the host some money. Making kambawe is simple. Firstly, we must clean the corn husks thoroughly. We need to separate the corn from its husk thoroughly. The husk will be used to mold the cake. Afterwards, we must prepare the main ingredients such as 50 baby corns, brown sugar, and grated coconut. Thirdly, we must grate the baby corns or blend them smoothly. After completing the batter, the next step is to mix the corn batter with brown sugar and grated coconut. Then mix the batter evenly. After that, pour the batter into the husks. Lastly, steam the kambawe. Finally, kambawe is ready to serve. Kambawe is rich in taste. The taste can be savory and sweet. Enjoying kambawe will be more flavor with chili paste and fish soup.
has many interesting arts and cultures. In Aceh province, there are four main tribes, namely Aceh, Gayo, Alas, and Tamiang. Every tribe has their own characteristic, such as literature, song, dance, music, and manners. Aceh-Chinese culture is influenced by Islamic culture. Dances, crafts, decorations, and customs are all rooted in Islamic values. Well, listener, let's listen to another regional song from Aceh entitled Bunga Jhumpa. Enjoy the song. There are various kinds of traditional instruments. One of them is serunekale. Serunekale has circular shape and straight one. At the top of this instrument, it is small and then it enlarges until at the bottom part. On its body, there are holes for fingers with big diameters. The bottom of this instrument looks like lotus petals. To bring the instrument is to put into bag and tie to the fabric and place on the shoulder. Serunekale is a primary musical instrument playing a more instrumental rhythm with continuous and unbroken sound. The sound is produced from a blowing technique by taking a breath from the mouth and nose and neck. With sonorous sound of serunekale, music will be dynamic. Impress heroically and create excitement. Serenekali is made from bamboo and included blowing instruments like flute, which is usually played to accompany rapai and gundrang. The combination of the three instruments until now attracts many Achenese people. Serenekali has a role in spreading out Islamic teaching, which relates among people, for example, wedding ceremony, welcoming the guests, and many others. Today, the role of Serenekali is related with not only Islamic teaching, but also in various events in general. There are many types of Serenekali instruments that spread out in various regions, even abroad. Well, listener, that was a glimpse of traditional instrument from Aceh, Serenekali. To conclude the rhythm of the Indonesian archipelago, let's listen to Serenekali rhythm. I'm Nuka Kuswawati. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you on the next Rhythm of the Indonesian Archipelago.
Thank you. ujung kemarau panjang yang bersinar menyakitkan. Kau datang menghantar berjuta kesejukan. Kasih, kau beri udara untuk nafasku. Kau beri warna bagi kelabu jiwa, kelabu jiwaku. Tatkala butiran hujan mengusik impian semu, kau hadir di sini di batas kerinduanku. Kasih, kau singkap tirai kabut di hatiku. Kau isi harapan baru untuk menyongsong masa depan bersama. September ceria milik kita bersama.
It's mostly available during Ramadan or the fasting month. It has slices of banana, cassava, sweet potatoes, or even palm sugar fruit. All of them are drowned in a sweet gravy made from a mixture of water, palm sugar, and coconut milk. What is the name of this food? Salad!
Electrical sales surge in 2024, fueling energy transition. UNICEF calls for a new economic bloc to ensure regional stability.
I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details.
Domestic sales of electric cars in 2024 showed a positive increase, which supported improvements in energy transitions, according to the Industry Ministry. The Ministry's Director General of Metal, Machinery, Transportation, Equipment and Electronic Industry, Satya Diarta, stated on Wednesday that the two- and three-wheeled motor vehicle industry recorded a production volume of 6.9 million units with a domestic sales of 6.3 million units. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto as an honorable panelist at the World Government Summit 2025 in Dubai on Wednesday encouraged the emergence of a new economic bloc. According to Hartarto, a new economic bloc is necessary due to rising global tensions. The increase in global tensions will be implications for trade, investment and geopolitical stability. The World Government Summit, an annual meeting held in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, since 2013, aims to support innovative international collaboration to advance governance and sustainable global economic development. That was the news.
Jantung berdebar-debar, rasanya tak menentu. Hati bergetar-getar, menanti kamu di sini. Seperti